Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study that found that a high school athlete's knowledge and attitude regarding concussions may play a role in him or her reporting a possible concussive event. Many athletes continue to practice and play while experiencing concussion-related symptoms. Knowledge and attitude regarding concussions are changeable factors that may contribute to concussion reporting and care-seeking behaviors. However, few researchers have investigated concussion knowledge or attitude and reporting frequency. Therefore, the purpose of this study was to examine the influence of concussion knowledge and attitude on concussion reporting among high school athletes. The authors collected 167 surveys from 25 out of 28 high schools that received over 1,600 surveys. An athlete could participate in this study if he or she was listed on the roster as a member of the varsity football, cheerleading, boys soccer, girls soccer, boys lacrosse, or girls lacrosse team. The survey contained questions about athletes' knowledge, attitudes, and beliefs regarding concussion, as well as whether they reported their past concussive or bell ringer events and how they handled those events. A total of 89, or 53% of athletes, recalled having at least one possible concussion or bell ringer event. However, only 15 athletes indicated that they reported the event. Athletes recalled a total of 84 concussions and 584 bell ringer events, but they only reported 41 and 71 of these events respectively to a coach or medical professional. The athletes provided three common reasons for failing to report a concussion or bell ringer event. The first, the athlete thought it was only minor. Two, they wanted to stay in the game. Or three, they wanted to avoid letting their teammates down. The athletes were fairly knowledgeable about concussions and correctly answered 55 to 100% of the questions on the knowledge portion of the survey. An athlete with a more favorable attitude towards wanting to understand and report a concussion was less likely to report that he or she continued to play in games or practices while symptomatic. Furthermore, an athlete with more concussion knowledge or a more favorable attitude towards concussion typically reported bell ringer events to a coach or medical profession more often compared with individuals with lower scores. This study highlights that most high school athletes do not report concussions. Athletes described an alarming amount of bell ringer events, but yet they only reported 12% of the events to a coach or medical professional. These events might have been concussions, where athletes continued to play in a vulnerable state. This study also emphasizes that even though concussion knowledge in this study was higher than previously reported, there is room for more education, since athletes do not consider bell ringer events concussions, and the most common reason an athlete did not report his or her concussion was because they thought it was only a minor problem. This study also suggests that concussion knowledge and athlete's attitude plays a role in an athlete's reporting behavior. Athletes with a more positive attitude towards reporting a concussive injury may have a better understanding of the importance of reporting concussion injuries. This may suggest that if we increase an athlete's knowledge about concussions, we could affect their attitude, which may encourage athletes to report more concussions. While we can implement more education programs today, it will be beneficial to see more research to determine which education strategies and lesson plans may be most effective at increasing knowledge and changing attitudes. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The post introduced a newly proposed stress fracture classification system that is a simple and clinically relevant tool that can help foster communication among clinicians and patients. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a systematic review that found that our definition of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, has changed over the years, and that the clinical presentation of CTE remains unknown and cannot be diagnosed. The authors highlight the extensive amount of research we still need in this field. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.